Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. May I please speak to Shauna?
Who's calling?
This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Shauna, I was reaching out to you because I believe I spoke with you a while back in regards to Donnie Wiggs and
Yeah,
Donnie.
yes, Donnie's been working. He's been trying to clock in and out. We don't have no communication with this agent. We don't know what's going on. YG received one paycheck since we've been working. It's just too much. She don't even complain no more. She said she's just fed up. She said it's up to me to make the ultimate decisions what to do, so she can't do anything else. And Donnie, he's waiting on the pay. He received a payment, so he was requesting a reimbursement once he get paid. He don't know when the timesheets go in or anything. It's very depressing. So after he got his TB done, he started working immediately. And after that was done, nothing else.
So nobody ever reached out to Renika to correct whatever issue she was having with
She
you.
Said they. She said they. She sent me a copy. She was getting paid for 8 hours and she was working 12, and she asked me to reimburse her for the remainder. And I told her I wasn't doing it. So she said she'd been in communication with someone. So she was like, "Miss Shauna, I'm just tired of it. You need to handle it." But it's just so much, so much. We just losing hope. It's just a lot. And Donnie been doing his part, but he don't communicate with anyone. He has no one to communicate with. He calls and can't reach anyone. It's just horrible. I never experienced anything like this.
So what issues does Donnie have? What issues?
Donnie works at 12 o'clock a.m. from 12 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock in the morning. And YGIA B's here from 12, she gets here at 12:30, and she don't leave to 12 o'clock a.m. So these people have been working, and I cannot afford to pay them what it is they asking for. So I've been calling the coordinator. He's been busy. I haven't been answering the phone. So I left several messages with him for him to call me back. I just don't know what else to do at this point. I'm trying not to have to put mom into a nursing home. But it's just too much.
What coordinator have you been trying to reach out to?
The one that I gave him, this is how we got with your agency. I gave him, he reached out for your MPI. I gave him your information, and he called, and that's how he sent over the hours. I found this agency because I just heard the radio. I just heard it was a good agency through the broadcast, and I was just hoping on a successful transition. Isn't it been horrible? My aide, YG, have been paid once. Donnie never been paid. It's just horrible. So, you know, I don't know what to do. We've been trying to work with the agency. YG went to the main office or something. She called me crying. It's just been horrible. Last week, she was asking me for $600 or something and she should get paid. And I said, "You're supposed to get paid this week." Last week she didn't get paid. She said, "Because they said the timesheet ain't going in enough time." But the thing of it is, you get paid the prior week for what you done. So she still had a paycheck in the hole. She could have got paid for Friday. Just don't understand.
All right, let me send this information over to a manager to see if they can reach out to her.
And reach out to Donnie as well, please, because, like, it's so hard when you have people and you have to face them and they coming in bathing, showering her, doing her meals. The other agency, they was right on it. It just said we was with them for 4 years, and at the end things is just getting the lack of communication. So we came over to this agency hoping for communication at least. You know, it's communication is everything with me because I work hard and I need to keep someone in here all the time. That's my only pet peeve.
I understand. I mean, I'm going to definitely forward the information over to a manager and see if they can reach out to both of them to see what's going on and why they haven't gotten paid. Now, I do have one question for you. The last time we had spoken, Donnie got a deposit onto his account that was there incorrectly. Now,
yes, he did. and you was the person, I remember your voice that we spoke
yes.
to. And yes. Donnie said to me 2 days ago to have them, since he's working, to take it out his first check. It's okay. He don't have any checks. He can't afford to buy any checks. He haven't been paid in over 2 months.
Because the thing is that the agency tried to cancel that payment and basically take the money back, but it said it was insufficient funds. So it seems like the funds were taken out.
I mean, what you expect? The boy has been working his butt off for over 2 months. He haven't received one paycheck. He haven't received nothing. He have not received anything. So he reached out to, hold on, let me get you the number of the people he reached out to the call. Hold on. It was Keystone. Hold on. I said you cannot get a payment from Keystone. You have to talk to the coordinator, but he had called Keystone. They got to speak to the manager now. So the manager was to call him back, but I told him not to answer because Keystone is not the people. You have to speak to the coordinator. But people get desperate. It's been over 2 months he hasn't been paid when he's been getting paid for 4 years from another agency. He got all the requirements done, and he still hasn't been paid. Now he got a payment, and he had to send it back. People have to live and survive. So he was requesting that whenever his paycheck is, to take it out of there and be done with it, but he's requesting to get paid.
Right, I completely understand that. And like
so
said,
I just
gonna forward
I mean, just think think about it. You're a human being. He's almost kicked out of his apartment. Family had a cookout and on the 4th, and everybody put in to pay his rent for the 2 months. This man is desperate. He's been out of work, and he's been relying on his job. He's been putting in applications. So I said, hold off. Maybe we can switch to another agency that's ready to work. But the problem is with that, I have to get in touch with the coordinator, and he's been busy. He came out for an interview to the house, but I was not there. I missed him. So he's coming back out next week. So, but I don't want to wait until next week to speak to him. I need to speak to him this week because I know I was going to hear from y'all today. But now that you called today, we need to know some instructions. He tried to clock in and out the system. It's no work available for him in the system. Wajia, it's just too much. He don't even have a timesheet or nothing. He don't know what to do. He's just working. No timesheet or anything.
When did you say he started working?
He started working 3 weeks ago. Donnie started working 3 weeks ago. He was losing hope. I told him not to lose hope. Keep on working. And I don't have money like that. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't have the funds to pay these guys. So I gave, YG asked for six. I gave her four. This was 3 weeks ago. I gave her 400. She got paid. She gave it back to me. Now, here it is.
You know the exact date that Donnie got paid? Because Donnie wasn't compliant with our HR requirements until the 27th.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing. He wasn't working on the 27th. Donnie just started back working about 3 weeks ago. And I told him, I said, can you please work? I will make sure I give you something until they pay you. So Donnie was not working when it first started. But the coordinator said, he sent the hours over for both of them. The hours has been sent over. So y'all received the hours. But he wasn't in compliance, he said, with his TB. So he got that done, but now here it is. He's working and been working before he got the TB, and now he's still not paid. He said he tried to reach out to get something to state that he do have a job so the landlord can keep him in his unit, but then it said that he's not eligible because he didn't reach all the documentation. Now he has the documentation, and the family helped pay his rent. His rent is paid up now. But now he needs to keep going. He's supposed to pay again on the 16th of this month as an agreement. So they need to get paid.
Yeah, let me have this. I'm going to forward this to a manager because, unfortunately, I'm not able to make a decision of whether he's going to get paid.
No, that's fine.
So I'm going to send this to the manager. But what I do want to speak to you about is I try calling Donnie regarding this direct deposit. I need to know if he's going to be sending out a check for that amount that the company sent him incorrectly.
Donnie said he was sending out a check and I asked him the same day that he texted me, but he, you're just going to have to take it out of his paycheck. You send money to people that's not been in work. What you think going to happen? So, you know, he needs to know when he's going to get paid so they can deduct the funds from there.
Okay, let me find out and see if they're able to go ahead and do that. All
right. Okay,
and
just
have
deduct it from
his
paycheck.
Both Donnie and Juanita.
Please,
okay,
call both of them. Gia needs to know why she didn't get paid last week. She needs to know that she's going to get paid this week. She says she's going to make sure the time she sends in before Wednesday morning, she's going to send them. I asked her for the information so Donnie can send his timesheets. He said he don't even have timesheets. So we don't know what's going on. Is there any way you can call me back, please, when you find something out? Please.
I'm not a manager. It's probably the manager will call you.
Please, have someone call me.
Okay. Sure.
Have someone call me. Thank you. Thank you
very
much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.